This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wasted no time launching her 2024 presidential campaign, seeking the support of fellow Democrats with the backing of U.S. President Joe Biden after he pulled out of the race amid concerns about his health and his age. Democratic Party leaders have promised an orderly process to replace Biden, and while Harris is the current favorite, there are questions remain. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Obviously,
Florida Democratic Party delegate Ben Friedman says ahead of the DNC convention next month in Chicago, delegates are getting in line behind Kamala Harris for president.
The delegates are talking to each other, and it just seems like people are quickly, naturally coalescing around the vice president.
As an elected delegate, it was a requirement Friedman vote for President Biden at the convention until Sunday when he dropped out of the race.
There hasn't really been any arm twisting. No one is trying to push the delegates one way or another.
Harris has been shoring up her support. Still after Biden's announcement and endorsement of her, the DNC sent a message out saying there would be no automatic coronation for his replacement. I'm Julie Walker.
As leaders of the world react to Biden's decision to drop out of the race, one of the closest allies, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Monday paid tribute to Biden as he spoke before Parliament.
A man who, during five decades of service, never lost touch with the concerns of working people and always put his country first.
This is VOA News. Director of the U.S. Secret Service Kimberly Cheadle testified Monday before a congressional committee as calls mount for her to resign over security failures at the rally where a 21-year-old gunman attempted to assassinate the former Republican President Donald Trump. She said that the assassination attempt on Trump was the agency's most significant operation or failure in decades.
The Secret Service's solemn mission is to protect our nation's leaders. On July 13th, we failed. As a director of the United States Secret Service, I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency. We are fully cooperating with ongoing investigations. We must learn what happened, and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
The House Oversight Committee heard Cheadle's first appearance before lawmakers since the July 13th Pennsylvania rally shooting that left one spectator dead. Trump was wounded in the ear and two other attendees were injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu left for Washington Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of the U.S. Congress, a time of great uncertainty following Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race. With efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns up about the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign, Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. Netanyahu spoke with reporters as he departed Israel early Monday.
I will seek to anchor the bipartisan support that is so important for Israel, and I will tell my friends on both sides of the aisle that regardless who the American people choose as their next president, Israel remains America's indispensable and strong ally in the Middle East.
Netanyahu said his planned visit with U.S. President Joe Biden will be an opportunity to thank Biden for the things he's done for Israel during his long and distinguished career. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of an area in the Gaza Strip it has designated as a humanitarian zone. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The military said it is planning to begin an operation against Hamas militants who've embedded themselves in the area and used it to launch rockets toward Israel. The area includes the eastern part of the Mawasi humanitarian zone, which is located in the southern Gaza Strip. Many Palestinians have been uprooted multiple times in search of safety during Israel's punishing air and ground campaign. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.